Hi, my name is Kayla and I am 15 years old, and today is October 5th and I'm speaking with my grandma Rose, and we are recording in Oxnard, California. The first question is, are there any positive moments or memories from your life that have shaped you who you are today?
Yes, my father was very educated, and he always was reading, and he had a business on his own. Plus, he had he worked at the Navy base, and my mother was always cooking wonderful meals from scratch. We used to go out to Nyland Acres to where they had chickens and turkeys, and at Thanksgiving time, she would go over there to the farms and she'd pick out a turkey, bring it home and clean it up so we could have our turkey dinner for Thanksgiving. During the summer, my sister and I went to pick strawberries because my parents wanted us to get a good education and know what hard work is like. So for us, it wasn't really hard work. It was a lot of fun because we weren't the only kids out there picking strawberries. There was other kids that we went to school with. So that was a very memorable time when we used to go to the fields and pick strawberries.
Are there any negative events or memories that shaped you today?
The only thing was that, not really, because we knew what hard work was. We knew that we were taught to respect. That was one of the greatest things my dad wanted us to do. Respect our elders and keep our comments to ourselves, and if when they had company, we were supposed to be out of the picture because that was their company, not for us to be there meddling, interfering in their business. And I think that helped me as we grew up to get along with other people, to know what we should be doing, and we never disrespected.
Can you tell me about one of the people in your life who has been the kindest to you?
Oh. It makes me sad to know that the person that was the kindest and very, very good person to me was my husband. He was very kind to me, the children, and especially the grandchildren. And I just feel sorry that he left us too early. But he was very respectful. He was very kind, and we never argued, and that to me was very memorable, and he was very kind to us, the whole family, and I can say that's who I really miss a lot.
Can you tell me about some of your favorite memories with your husband?
A lot of the good memories was that we traveled a lot after we retired. We went to our first big vacation was to Japan, because during the time he was in the military, he was stationed in Japan. So he said he vowed to himself that after being out for 20 years, he would take his wife and whatever children we had at the time. And at the time, I had two children, but only one was already married and gone. And so they left my daughter, and she went with us. We were gone for a whole month, and we met a lot of nice people. We didn't have any problems with the language, because when he was stationed there, he went to school and learned the language, because he was in military police, so he had to know the language so he could defend himself in case he made an arrest or whatever came about. And so that was very memorable there. The other big trip we took, we went to the Holy Land. We went to Jerusalem. And that was also very memorable, because there's a lot of history there from the Bible. And he and I were church-going people. And so that was very memorable for us.
Can you explain to me in detail how religion has impacted you in your life growing up and you now?
Religion has played a big part in our lives. And I was lucky to have a husband that believed in religion, and we had the same religion. During Lent, he would take the Bible to work, and he would advise me to do the same thing. So during our lunch hour, we would read scriptures from the Bible. When we came home in the evening, after our dinner, we would ask each other what we learned from the Bible. So that was very heartwarming. And we tried to go to church every Sunday as possible. And wherever our travels took us around the world, we always made it a point to go to church first and then go to our tours or whatever else we were going to do. To argue, and he didn't like to argue. And if there's somebody that's bad-mouthing us, we always just say, well, God bless you. And that's about it. I think that hurts more for people, for me to say, God bless you, than for me to stand there and yell and argue.
What do you feel most grateful for in life?
I feel very grateful that our good Lord has given me so many years of life. I'll soon be 80. And I have really been free of severe illnesses, I've been strong enough to go on ahead and see my children, my grandchildren. Now I have great-great-grandchildren, which I never thought I was going to see and know, but I've been grateful that the good Lord has given me this chance in life to see all these things that I never thought possible.
How have your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren impacted you as a person?
Oh, I love all my grandchildren. And I hope that they, in turn, think of me in their way that I don't mistreat them. I love them all, and I talk to them nicely. I don't yell at them. I try to be calm, and I try to be their friend, not their enemy.
What are some of the most important lessons that you've learned in your life, and how did you learn them?
I think because my father was a very calm man, he was very educated, he read a lot. My mother grew up in a ranch in Camarillo, and she too was the eldest of six children. And between my mother and my father, they had different upbringings. But yet and still, when they got together, they were wonderful parents, and I can't feel sorry that they gave us what they felt was the best for us at the time.
What is one big accomplishment in your life?
My biggest accomplishment in life is that I never thought I would get the education for myself as I did. And even though getting yourself educated doesn't come easy, you have to work for it. And that's what I did. I worked and I went to school, and finally I got my credentials for teaching at the high school level and in the private sector. So that to me was one of my biggest accomplishments that I never dreamed that I was going to be doing.
How did teaching impact your life or the person you are today?
Well, it impacted me because teaching, you meet a lot of different people with different values, and I learned a lot, even though all these students were younger, but I got to know their backgrounds, and I got to realize how lucky I was with my upbringing. With my upbringing, my parents, and how they taught me to work for what I wanted and what I got out of it. So I feel lucky that way, that I got to meet a lot of cultures and different ways that people live and lived. So.
Yeah. What made you want to be a teacher?
The teaching just fell in my hands. I think it was God sent, because I was working very hard, 10 and 12 hours a day for the Raytheon Company. I worked 22 years for them, and I gave them the best years of my life. But while I was teaching, one day I got a phone call from this man that was director of a private school. And I didn't know him and he didn't know me, but he told me he had heard good things about me, and he wanted me to go in and meet with him because he felt I was a good candidate to teach at his private school. So After I finished my job with Raytheon, at the end of the day, I went to meet this person whose name was Larry, and he was a director of a private school. I went and met up with him, and he told me that about all the people that had talked very well about me and my background and my education, and because I was fully bilingual, that in English and Spanish, that he felt that I was a good candidate to teach at his school. I told him, but I don't have a teaching degree. And he said, that's okay, we'll help you get along. And from there on, that was my door. That opened the door for me to get into the teaching career. From there on, I just felt like I had to go back to school, which I did. I was working during the day and going to school at night. I went to UCLA to the in the evening classes, and that's how I got my teaching credential, was going to school in the evening to the extension of UCLA.
How well did you manage to balance it, and how much stress did going to school and working put on you?
I managed it very well because I've never been hot-headed where I get upset and I'm yelling and I'm whatever. I had a very good husband, that he was very patient with me. He knew I had homework. He knew that after I finished with my job, I had to go on ahead and go to the extension so that I could go to school in the evening. And so that made it easy for me because he was here to back me up and help me along.
How did you feel knowing that he was always going to be there for you when you needed it, from going back and forth to school and your job?
I felt very fortunate that I had found a good partner that understood what education was.
How did you meet your husband?
Oh, I went to, my mother used to work at a packing house. And every year at the end of the season, it was just a seasonal job. And at the end of the season, they would have a dinner dance for all the employees because they wouldn't see them again for another year. So I went to this party with my parents and my uncle and his wife. And we were just sitting there, and I would dance with my dad. I would dance with my uncle. And in the next table was these friends of mine that I had known and had gone to school with. And my husband was sitting there amongst them. And he was the fifth wheel, just like me. And so almost towards the end of the party, somehow one of his friends came over and he said, I'd like you to meet my friend. He's from San Pedro. He's new here, so maybe you guys can meet and talk. So that's how we met.
What was your wedding like, and how did you feel throughout the day?
My wedding was short and sweet because we got married through the justice of the peace, and there was barely no money. So we went to the courthouse in Ventura, got married through the justice of the peace, and that was the end of that. But when we celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary, we had a church wedding. We had a wonderful, beautiful reception at the Navy base in Port Hueneme, and we had a wonderful time.
What was it like having a significant other in the military?
It was hard because I had to work to kind of help support us. The military only gives you so much money, and sometimes you're left behind because your husband has to leave. And that did happen to me for a while. But at the time, I was already out of school, and I've always been a worker. That's when I got a job in electronics, and that's where my career in electronics started because he was away, and that was a way for me to work and make money. So when he got out, we had something, a little nest egg to fall back on.
How has your life been different than you imagined?
Oh, because I have my own home. I'm very comfortable in my home. We traveled a lot after our children got married and left the nest. And we just had a wonderful time. Had a wonderful husband. Very understanding man.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, like when you were born and where you were born?
Well, I was born in 1940 in Ventura, California. I'm one of four children. There was two boys, myself, and I had a sister. And I was, out of the four children, I was the only one that was born in the hospital because my mother was having complications. Back in the day, all the children were born at home. Doctor would come to the house or a midwife and deliver babies. But with me, because my mother was ill, was having complications, they took her to the hospital, and that's where I was born.
Can you tell me about your childhood and what it was like growing up in your family?
My childhood was good, no different from anybody else that you might talk to. My parents were hardworking people. We were always taught to learn how to cook, how to clean house. And back in the day, growing up, there was no TV. There was no hamburger joints. There was no fast food. So everything came from scratch. We weren't spoiled at all. I don't think nobody was spoiled. If as we were growing up in high school, I think I had my first hamburger from a hamburger joint, but for whatever reason, money was not as free as is today. So we weren't spoiled eating out, unless after we grew up and my brothers were in the military. That was a time that we went to the restaurant on Fridays on special occasions. But before that, we were never spoiled. So everything that we did was surrounded by family and home.
How close were you and your siblings growing up?
You know, we had our ups and downs, especially with my brothers. My brothers were very close because they were only 2 years apart. They had the same friends, and so they did a lot of things together. Whereas I was 4 years younger than my youngest brother, and I was 4 years older than my sister. So for me, I was kind of in the middle. I was too young for my brothers, and I was too old for my sister. So I kind of basically had to make my own friends, my own things to keep myself busy and trying to do on my own.
What are some of your favorite childhood memories?
Oh, that my family, we used to get together for birthdays, special occasions, with all my cousins, my aunts and uncles. And there would be great food because all my aunts were great cooks, and they were always sharing food with one another. And so those are one of my happy memories of growing up with my cousins. I had three cousins that were the same age, and we went to school. We were in the same grade at school also. We graduated high school same year. So those were some happy times and memorable.
Is there any family traditions that they had that you passed down to your children and my parents?
The only thing is that on holidays, it's nice to get together with family. For instance, Thanksgiving, that everybody, that all your siblings and the children get together in prayer and have a good family dinner. And for Christmas, I know now that people have bigger families. I don't know, but at the same time, we have to make time for each other and to be together on these special occasions.
Do you have any classic family stories, jokes, or songs that they used to tell you or that you tell your family now?
No, my father loved music, so there was always a lot of music at home, whether it be a live band, or my father had a big record collection. So, but nobody in the family played an instrument or sang, but there was always a lot of music.
Where is your mom's side of the family from and your dad's side of the family from?
Fortunately, my parents, both of them, were born and raised in Oxnard. My father was born here in 1907, and my mother was born here in Oxnard in 1915. So both of them were born and raised in this area. And as of now, I have 7 generations native Oxnarders.
What is it like having 7 generations of this, of the same place, of all of us being from Oxnard?
I feel very lucky and happy because I feel like we're one generation that can say that. Not too many people can say that they have so many generations in one place, because now people with they all have cars, they all travel, and so people move around to different states, to different cities, and so that's one unique thing that I have to say about my family. I've had some nephews that have moved out, but yet and still, this is where it all started, in Oxnard.
Do you wish that you were anywhere else, or that you could have been from anywhere else?
No, I don't feel... I feel lucky that I've been here all my life, because even though I've traveled around the world so much, I still feel that there's no place like home. And in this area, the weather is almost all the same. We don't have tornadoes. We don't have big storms. So far, yeah, they say that we have earthquakes, but it hasn't been nothing that has impacted our life. So for that reason, I'm happy and content that this is where I'm going to stay.
Were there any places that you wanted to travel to but didn't get to travel to?
No. We went to New Zealand, Australia, Central America, the Holy Land, Europe. We went to Europe about 4 times. We went to Croatia. We went to Spain, to Italy, to England. We were in Hawaii. We were so there's a lot of... and then we went to everywhere in Mexico. Even though we don't have nobody in Mexico, we traveled through Mexico. And so I don't think I was left with anything that I really wanted to see or do.
Can you tell me a little bit more about how it was like picking fruit in the fields, or how that was and how it impacted you as a grown up?
Well, one of the things that impacted me was that it's hard work. If it's sunny outside and you're out there in the hot sun, and then also there was no bathroom service. If you wanted water, there was no water bottles like there is now. You had to wait until you were at the end where the truck was parked so you could get some water out of a cooler, but even then the coolers didn't give you cold water. It was just regular fresh water. And so because of that, it instilled on me, it's what my mother wanted for us, was to do good in school so that we didn't have to work hard.
Were there some times that you wanted to like go out with your friends instead of picking, but you had to stay there picking fruit?
No, because our friends, all of us were in the same picture. Nobody was walking the streets. Everybody had to be busy. Nobody was home alone watching, listening to the radio or whatever. I mean, times were different. We didn't have the luxuries we have now.
What would you say is the biggest difference between you growing up and me growing up?
Well, the biggest thing is that we didn't have TV, we didn't have computers, we had a record player. My family loved to be social, and we did a lot of dancing, but it was mostly in my parents' house or one of our relatives' house that we would go, and the movies. We had 2 theaters, one in English, one in Spanish. And we learned to go to the Mexican movies, which was, they used to change the movies once a week. So once a week, we'd go to the Mexican show. Once a week, we'd go to the American movie. So it was quite different than how it is for children now. Very different. And we didn't go to the theater to eat candy and popcorn. That was a luxury. I don't even remember them selling popcorn and drinks and having candies. That was a very, very luxury to have those things.
Did you like the years you grew up in, or do you wish that you could have like been born in a different decade?
Well, because I didn't know any different, I'm content with what we had at the time.
Is there anything you want to do before you pass away or like your time comes?
No, I'm content with my life the way it's been. Because I don't have a partner anymore. I have no ambition of doing anything else except trying to take care of myself so I don't get sick and be a burden to my daughter or anybody else.
Well, I want to thank you for letting me interview you. And I just want to let you know that other people may hear your story and that we appreciate it. And I appreciate that my teacher let me interview you because I now know more things than just you, just being my grandma. And I know what some of your life was like. And I wish I would have talked to you about this sooner because it was very interesting to me. So thank you.
Thank you for interviewing.